Blue Jays and the Rays on Monday. Bottom one, Josh Donaldson digs in with a man aboard to face Rays starter Jake Odorizzi.
And there's a high drive in the air to deep right field. Souza moving back to the bullpen. Jumps up, gone. Home run. And one more note on Odorizzi. He gives up the most home runs on the staff. 2-0 Toronto. Ramos at this point, 0 for his last 10. And hitting 127 over the last 3 weeks. Here's a swing and a drive. Hit to right center field. That carrying better to the wall. Pilar, and it's gone. Home run. Wilson Ramos slams one out to right center field. And the Rays are on the board. 2-1 Toronto.
Swing and a busted bat looper. And coming in to get it is the second baseman, Ressnyder. Plays it on a bounce. They go to second, get the out. And that's all they're going to get. So they get the force at second base. Both of them are walking off the bases. Wait a second, what's going on here?
That's not right unless Borges came off.
And they're going to New York to take a look.
Yeah. This is a weird one. This is one of those plays that, you know, you never really see anything quite like this.
And what are they saying? Pointing at second base. One is safe, one is out.
So Borges, I think, will be allowed to stay at second base.
Yes, as we kind of thought. So that's pretty much what we thought from the beginning. That Borges should have been awarded or been allowed to stay at second base. So the umpires, I think, got it right.
Pinch hitting for Borges. Malik Smith, left-hand hitter against Osuna, takes high and away ball one. Here it comes. Swinging a ground ball. Sliding to his left as Donaldson gets up and throws him out. He was shallow, and that's what made the play possible. Osuna hesitates mid-motion. The pitch grounded right to second. Over to his left, Darwin Barney throws him out, and the Rays' offensive nightmare has moved along with us to another country.
Despite six solid innings of two-run ball on Monday night, Jake Odorizzi suffered a tough luck loss as he received little to no offensive support as the Rays fell to the Blue Jays at Rogers Center by a 2-1 score. Odorizzi spoke to the media following the game.
Well, I was searching for it early. A lot of pitches in the first inning, but after the first inning, everything felt really great. So just something to build on.
What changed for you after the first inning?
I don't know. Just you know, everything felt a little more crisp. Like I said, I was just a little rusty in the first inning, but just felt a lot better. I had better command of my pitches. My curveball was really good today. So there's a lot of encouraging things I can take moving forward.
I feel like you had the command where you wanted it specifically up and down, which I know you talked about before, the back injury was a little bit of an issue.
Yeah, everything was it's just a lot more crisp now. I can tell the difference. You know, it's night and day. Even Arch, watching from the side, he was telling me, like, after the game, it looked so much better now than it did pre-DL stint. So it's nice that I feel it, and it's visibly noticeable for guys that I've been around for a long time and can see the difference. But it just felt a lot more sharp.
You had Bautista 0-2. Just kind of wait you out there.
Yeah, I mean, I was just trying. You know, he's a good he knows the strike zone. It's well known. Just trying to make a good pitch, and I just dug myself into a hole all night with him. Really, that was the one kind of spot where I need to improve myself. But like I said, I was 0-2. I didn't want to give him a good pitch to hit. And you kind of you're fighting uphill after that, just because you're just trying to make a good pitch, and I wasn't able to. Long story short, but I was able to, the next time, I guess, get Donaldson. So it was an okay walk, I guess, if you can ever say that about a walk.
Jake, you pitched six strong innings, but also how nice is it that you can turn it over to the way your bullpen's been playing pitching right now?
Yeah, it's been really great for us. The new additions have really filled in nicely. Box is throwing the ball great. And we have a full healthy pen and everyone's feeling good. It's good to, turn it over to those guys, and there's a lot of confidence when those guys come in. So we just need to, find a way to get a one in the win column, and hopefully everything gets better from there.
What was the pitch that Donaldson got?
Just the high fastball. He put enough on it that it was able to get out, but just trying to elevate, and he got enough of it. But, it's a game of inches. If that's a couple inches shorter, we might have had a 1-0 game. So, we didn't. He hit it out. Tip my hat to him. But I just had to, focus on getting the rest of the lineup. It's two runs in, nobody out in the first inning. I have a lot of more game to pitch. So I just kind of had to erase it and, move forward with it.
The Rays received their typical solid starting pitching, but once again, a lack of offensive fireworks doomed the Rays as they fell to the Blue Jays at Rogers Center on Monday by a 2-1 score. Here is Tampa Bay skipper Kevin Cash.
I don't have any good answers. I know it's my responsibility to have answers. I don't have them right now. I guess a couple of the underlying things that we can look at, we hit some balls really hard. We hit some balls really high. Looks like we had a 4 or 5 just misses, and Wilson got one out of the ballpark and then just missed another one, it looked like. But you could say that about half our lineup. Impressed with the way Odo, after the 15-pitch start, I mean, he started 15 pitches in the game, no outs, and we're down 2-0. For him to not give up any other runs was pretty impressive on his end. Bullpen comes in and does their job as far as keeping it right there and giving the offense every opportunity, giving us every opportunity to get through it or find a way to score a run. It just wasn't happening. They came in, Loop did a really nice job.
Kevin, at what point does it become a tipping point for your team that the offense just can't get over the hump?
I've never. It won't ever. I mean, the tipping point is that we know we're struggling. But we'll never say we're not going to get over the hump.
In the eighth inning, the play by Brad Miller at second.
Yep. Game, I mean, at the time, those are the plays you got to make to get something going. Because look, in reality, if it goes up to 3-1 right there, and they got their guy on the mound and Ozuna, who's really good. It's tough to score 2 runs, but he kept it where it was one swing of the bat or maybe a guy getting on base and we got something going. So huge play right there. Good pitches by Boxy. I mean, Donaldson hits a double, comes in and gets 2 outs, and then DJ comes in and gets a big out with Goins.
He looked like they eventually got it right, but what was the initial explanation in the seventh inning?
Look, I think they did get it right, and I kind of applaud them for the patience that they showed communicating with each other, then going to replay to see exactly what took place. Very unique play. I mean, the infield fly rule is basically in place to protect the runner. That was not an infield fly rule. That was a very quirky play. I think it was Goins that tried to make the play, or Refsnyder, whoever it was, never had control of that ball or underneath it, so it's not an infield fly. All of our runners did the right thing by just kind of standing pat. So that's the first I've seen of that type of play, but I'm glad that it didn't amount to 2 outs. It was just one.
Took the force off when they touched the base, which
correct.
Is what Borges ended up being.
Yeah, had they tagged Borges first and then touched the base, we're in a double play.
The Rays look to bounce back on Tuesday behind Blake Snell. He'll be opposed by Marco Estrada.